Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Quack. Yes, here he is, your quack's best friend, Warren Eckstein, who some people think is a quack. Not me. I find him to be fascinating. As a matter of fact, I found him so fascinating, I'm giving him the opportunity, and he's taken it, to spend a little more time with us every week on the program because he knows what he's talking about. What a concept, right? Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend all around the country and all around the world. As a matter of fact, I understand that you're the number one radio show on the planet Pluto. Is that true, Warren, or not?
No doubt. Well, of course.
It wouldn't be anything other than that. All right, so Warren's here to talk about technology for pets in just a moment. Stand by.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your daughter developing faster than the rest of her same-age friends. Could be a problem.
They're getting bigger!
Here's the developmental science of it.
They're getting bigger!
Not so long ago, a single-parent dad called about his teenage daughter. She towers over her classmates and is much more physically developed. As a result, her little friends are rejecting her.
I hate that girl.
Early physically advancing boys, they grow more popular, but physically advanced girls tend to be rejected by other girls. What's the cheap psychological trick? Education about puberty and her development is required. Assurances that once her friends catch up with her, their animosity will go away. But Dad, wake up call. Educate your daughter about boys. They will be swarming like flies.
Danger, Will Robinson.
You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, so Warren Eckstein here from The Pet Show. We've found that so many people are interested in so many things with regard to their pets. Warren, if I could get Warren to be on with us every day for the whole program, wouldn't that be cool? All right, so technology and how technology affects the life of our pets, if we let it. Starting with a chip, I suppose. Charlotte had a chip. That was my foray into technology. In case Charlotte ever got lost, people could find her because of the chip. Is that... that was something that came around, what, a dozen years or so ago? How long has it been around?
It's been around for at least 15, 20 years, and it's an amazing, amazing thing. It saved so many dogs and cats' lives. Years ago, they would wear the tags. Tags would get lost, and things changed. But let me just mention something about it. It's a great point you brought up, Doug. When people do get their dog microchipped or their cat microchipped, which I advocate, let's say you live in Washington, D.C., and you're moving to Maryland. Your address in Washington, D.C. is what's on that chip. Your phone number is what's on that chip. Make sure if you're moving, you call the chip company you're registered with and make those changes. They usually charge like $10, but put the new phone number, the new address, new contacts. A lot of people don't do that and therefore are never reunited with their pet.
Wow. That's a great tip. People always forget that when you move. You forward your mail and you do everything else, but you forget about your pet chip.
There you go.
Okay. What do you say to people who they go to the vet and the vet prescribes a drug for your dog, and instead of getting the drug from your vet, you go online and order the drugs? People do that for themselves, so why not do it for pets?
Yeah, but you have to make sure. For example, you can go online right now and you can order many veterinary pills for your dog or your cat without having any prescription. That should not take place. If you're ordering something that's prescription that's needed, you need to go. Hey, let me give you an example. Ask your veterinarian if buying a particular drug online is advisable and whether any additional monitoring might be required. Watch for red flags, such as the online pharmacy doesn't require a veterinarian's prescription, and check the site carefully. There's something called VIPPS. If you're going to be using an online pharmacy for your pet, make sure it has a VIPPS. That means it's certified. And if you're concerned about the cost or the you know, a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll go online because they're going to save money, or they're going to go to like Walgreens or Walmart because you can get the drugs there now. Make sure, ask your vet, will you match the price? If the vet wants to match the price, then stay with your vet. But a lot of the drugs could be bootlegged. If they're not registered, they could be coming in from a foreign country. They may look the same, but they might not have the same thing. Especially a lot of people want those flea things, the topical flea treatments, right, which are pretty expensive. You can get those online. But if you're going to get them online, make sure they ask for a veterinarian's prescription first.
You think anybody has developed Viagra for dogs?
My dog is on it. It's called Sildenafil. But it's yeah, I mean, it's Viagra, essentially. Yeah, he has a heart condition. No, it actually it doesn't have that effect on dogs. It is Viagra. I mean, Viagra was a blood pressure medication, and then it had that side effect on men. It doesn't have the same side effect on dogs. See, but yes, my dog is on Viagra.
I was going to recommend a cold shower and Play Dog Magazine, but that's just me.
Play Dog Magazine. Good for you. All right, so... Well, our next time, check out, if you're a fan of The Pet Show or want to find out more, you can go to facebook.com/The Pet Show, on twitter.com/Warren Eckstein or @Warren Eckstein. So The Pet Show, it's the way to learn about what's going on with your pet.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.